It's showtime.
Hey, welcome to Did You Watch Survivor Last Night? This is the only fun Survivor podcast. My name is Jake Scheidel. Each week I ask my best friend Thomas Powell if he did indeed watch a certain reality show. Hey, Thomas, how are you doing today?
Jake, I'm good. Top of the morning to ya.
Oh, yeah.
That is absolutely... Jake, I'm glad that you've added to your Rolodex of extremely good and accurate accents to add to this show.
Welcome to my holiday. It's St. Patrick's Day. My name is Patrick.
It turned into like a smiley southern accent very quickly.
Ireland is south of the North Pole. Technically, you're right.
You sound like every time Mark Proch tries to do an accent on cinema.
I don't know who that is.
He's the guy from he's the energy vampire from What We Do in the Shadows.
Let's hear your Irish accent then, Mr. Ireland.
All right, yeah. Well, I mean, I just did it a little bit, but...
Okay, we'll do it some more then, so I can hear what a good Irish accent is, Mr. Ireland.
Oh, do you want to hear me Irish accent? I don't think you do.
You sound like Sean Connery. Is he Irish?
He's Scottish, but...
Oh, my God! How are we supposed to know the difference?
Yeah, it's honestly rude of them to try and make us differentiate it.
Whatever. That's their business. Like, I'm not going to get mad at somebody from England for not knowing the difference between Indiana and Illinois, you know? They're basically in the same place. It's fine.
I feel like this is a deal we need to make with them. It's just like...
Yes.
Cut it out.
Just quit it, you know? It's all about peace these days, you know?
Enough already.
We're not doing enemies anymore. We're all about friendship now. Thomas, speaking of friends, did you watch Survivor 46 last night? Source from Spill, I don't do bummy. I've got so much shots in town,
the neighbors think I'm Andrew Murray. And now all this food in my tummy. Speaking of friends, just joking.
Speaking of friends, a different show. This week's episode was called Wackadoodles Win. Pretty good episode title, I think.
I agree.
I like that one. We start off on Yanu, of course, because all they do is lose. Banu is suspicious of the previous tribal council because he didn't know anything about that idol play. Not even real. Down with fake idols. Who gives a shit, you know? Boring.
That's Jake, I want to ask you, is this episode one of the worst overall performances we've ever seen from someone on Survivor by Banu? Because I think it absolutely is.
I mean, I do recall somebody very recently not being able to even get up on a ladder.
Worse than that. I said one of the worst. I didn't say the worst.
One of the worst. Yes, yes. One of the worst. Yeah. Here's the thing, though. After this episode, I kind of feel like Banu has found himself in the zero vote third place finisher slot.
God, I hope not.
Sorry. He's the wackadoodle. I love that Q said wackadoodles win, and it's like, clearly they don't. When has a wackadoodle ever won?
Yeah, that's... I mean, Marianne did, but... Also Gabler, but... wackadoodles are winning now of late, but... I just don't understand why someone who is a super fan of Survivor... Like, what do you like about Survivor, if you're him? Because he doesn't seem to understand the game.
Yeah, that's what I... Like, he's just not able to control how he's feeling. But, like, if you watch the show, you know that's part of the game, too, right?
And also just, the idea that you're not, like, fully transparent at all times. It's like, you've seen the show before, right? Like, you can't be fully transparent and play the game.
That's what Q says. He explains that you have to watch what you say at Tribal. This is season 46. Yeah, you should already know this.
And freaks out and won't take advice from anyone because, like, Q is trying to help him. Mm-hmm. And his response to it is to basically be like, and I can't believe they would have the nerve to say that I have to regulate my emotions in any way while playing this game.
He says that he can't imagine lying to Jeff Probst. Banu, I promise you, that's part of it.
Jeff doesn't care. It's fine.
Jeff does not care at all. Banu thinks all three of these people on his tribe are masterminds. I don't know if that's accurate.
But I mean, I think all three of them are like pretty, at least like strategic players. Like they're at least trying to play strategically. But
they are competent players, that's for sure.
But like anyone would be a mastermind compared to him because he has no plan. Like one of my favorite things in this entire episode was him being so offended at the idea of talking to Kenzie, where Kenzie's like, look, I'm willing to listen to ideas if you got them, but like you got to give me something here. And he was like, it is ridiculous that you would expect me to try and have anything to offer rather than just bailing me out for no reason.
Yeah. Is this also when he calls her a mermaid dragon?
Yes. This was just like a whole episode long meltdown.
Yeah, it really was. And what a anticlimactic ending.
Yeah, well, and it felt like it was leading to him getting out, you know? Like it was like,
yeah.
I guess he still doesn't have his vote for the next tribal, but we're getting ahead of ourselves here.
Q tells Banu that he's the Philip Shepherd to his Boston Rob. Would you be offended if somebody said this to you?
I would
as
be.
As a survivor viewer.
I'm familiar with Philip Shepherd. I would be a little bit offended by that.
Oh, did you notice that Q pronounces Banu's name like Bono, like the Irish singer?
Yeah. Well, he knew this episode was going to air close to St. Patrick's Day, so that's why he did that.
Exactly. Exactly. He's here to celebrate everybody's favorite holiday. This is when Banu calls himself the Wackadoodle, and Banu, or Q says, Wackadoodles win. Good line. Good line. Banu, a modern day Marianne. Modern day Grimace. A modern day Uncle O'Grimacy.
He is Uncle O'Grimacy. I think we can all agree.
We then go over to Sega, where we get a flashback to 4 days ago for a group idol hunt. This felt like a weird insertion, right? Like, why did we see this 4 days ago? Why did we see it now?
Yeah, I didn't fully understand that either.
Anyway, Jem finds the Beware Advantage. It's the same thing that Tiff and Randon had gotten previous episodes. I'm happy about that. I'm a big Jem fan. We both come from Chicago.
Both I'm a bigger fan of the holograms, personally.
That's a good one. That's a good joke. Jem and the holograms, we've all seen it. Okay, then over on Nami, Liz calls Hunter Survivor MacGyver. I wish people would stop saying Survivor
MacGyver. Stop doing that. Yeah, I had the same thought. I was like, we've done this before.
How many Survivor MacGyvers have there been at this point? Too many.
It's been an episode title at a certain point. So, like, you got to Survivor retiver it.
Please. That's what you should be saying from now on. Hunter goes fishing and tells us what we already learned during his bio video. He builds challenges for his students. Cool. This is cool, right?
It is cool. Hunter is he's got a real shot at this thing.
His entire living room is filled with puzzle pieces that he created. This is a cool guy that you like?
I mean, I prefer that he's creating his own, though. I think that's better than he didn't like take a puzzle that existed and try to memorize how to do it. He makes his own for fun. I'm fine with that.
Yeah. All right, fair enough. Venus tells Randon that Hunter is running the game, but Randon doesn't buy it. Man, I bet when Randon heard that take, he was like, Randon!
He's like, that's so Randon. The thing with Venus, I think Venus is good at scanning what other people are doing, but Venus is very bad at scanning what Venus is doing. I think that's the issue with Venus's game right now.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Also Randon, Randon can't move his left arm.
Seems bad. Who was he talking? Was it Tevin he was talking to, where Tevin's like, how you doing? And he went, not good. I was like,
Yeah, I think so. Then we get the immunity and reward challenge. Of course, we're doing 90-minute episodes now, so we gotta do one challenge. We got crates, rolling barrels, and land sandbags on platforms. You know, fine. Fine challenge.
I like it when they, you know, I like anything where you got to toss something at the end of it, so.
Yeah, exactly. Also, the winners get a toolkit and a tarp.
I think that were they only allowed to have like two people to rotate in and out to do the bags, or was it open to the whole team?
Oh, I didn't catch that.
Because if it was open to the whole team, a couple of teams probably should have let some other people give it a try.
Yeah. Hunter grabs Tevin's ankles when they go over the barrel in the water. That was a pretty good move. Hunter, yeah, I mean, your favorite guy.
Pretty smart. They're killing it. They're killing it on the challenges so far. So
yeah, that's
you Nami. Know, why change anything?
Nami wins. Siga takes second. Of course, it's a Survivor 46 challenge. Liz, Ben, and Banu are chosen for the journey. Did you appreciate?
Were you excited? Were you excited about like the three most annoying people getting together?
Yeah, I mean, this was a perfect journey. Because as we all know, the new era Survivor is not about the destination. It is about the journey.
It is really something, by the way, that probably the two other most annoying people on the show saw Banu and were like, you got to tone it down, big dog. Like, this is not... this guy's a little bit much.
Yeah. Over on Yanu, the three masterminds complain about Banu going on the journey. Sure. Q blames himself for the loss and tells us a story about his high school football game that he lost. Was this meaningful to you as a football fan?
I mean, it's tough when you fumble the ball and lose a game or whatever. So sure. It makes sense. Like this makes sense for athletes are hard on themselves. So I think someone that competitive when you don't execute, as he said, it's tough.
Yeah. I want to say to all athletes out there, all athletes that are listening, have you guys considered just chilling? It's so much easier.
You can't chill when you're an athlete. When you're an athlete at that level, if you chill, then you either have to be like the most talented person on the field or you're out, basically.
Well, Q was the most, or as they call him, Coach Q. Oh, my God. Coach Q from whatever that conspiracy theory was. Q tells Kenzie to vote him out, saying, I'm not about practice. It's not about practice. It's about execution. He didn't practice either. And when the time got down and it was crunch, he clocked in. Inspiring?
Yeah, I mean, I get what he was saying here. It wasn't like... You know, it wasn't like you'd write it up if you were writing like a monologue for a script or whatever. But the basic idea is like nobody got to practice that challenge. So the practice part of it doesn't matter. It's all about execution.
Yeah.
So
yeah. And when the time got down to it and it was crunch, he clocked in.
Yeah. I got there. It just wasn't immediately apparent what he was saying.
I get what you're saying, but clearly you don't have a lot of experience giving these kinds of speeches because you desperately need an editor. But it was great. The spirit was there.
I like Q. I don't like Q doing this, but I think it was like a spur of the moment, just like I'm being hard on myself kind of thing. He did not actually mean he wants to get voted out.
It was better than Banu's inspirational speech after that challenge loss where he just yelled at Tiff, you kicked butt out there.
Yeah, that was not the best either.
No. On the journey, Ben tells Banu that he's still doing well despite being in a tough spot. They draw rocks. Only two people will compete in a challenge. Banu tells them that this will be his last tribal and that he isn't there to win $1 million, Thomas. What's he there for?
Is he there to fulfill his dream of being on Survivor?
No, he wants to win 1 million hearts.
Oh, yeah. I think I tuned this out. I think maybe I tuned this out because I was getting very annoyed with him.
No. And you missed the greatest line of Survivor 46, nay, the entire series ever. I'm not here to win $1 million. I'm weirder here to win a million hearts. It's so good.
No, you're here to win honestly, I think if you say that you're not there to win $1 million, you should be immediately disqualified. It's like, well, yeah. Then why the fuck are you? Then get out of here so somebody else can win it.
Mm-hmm. Go home and vape some more. remember what's her name from last season who wanted to go home and vape instead of playing for $1 million?
Yeah. It's like, all right, this is not, you're not competing for a million hits off of vape. You're competing for $1 million.
So Liz chooses the white rock, so she does not get to compete in this challenge. Banu and Ben each have to make a cube puzzle. They both fail. I don't know if it's just me being having a full belly and my head clear, but I feel like that puzzle would have been very easy for me. Maybe I'm just building something, though. I don't know.
I think it's a lot easier when you're watching it and, yeah, you're like at home and comfortable and there's no pressure at all.
I'm just saying I could do that, you know?
Yeah, it would be easy for me. I agree, but like... Yeah. It wouldn't be easy in general, but it would be easy for me because I'd be so good at it.
Right, exactly. Like, I'm smart. I know how puzzles work, you know? I know what a cube is, and I know the pieces that make up a cube. Smaller squares, obviously. Ben and Liz return to their tri-mates and tell them all about Banu.
I also like that, it was obvious to anyone what was going to happen there, but I do like that they're like, well, he's just immediately going to spill everything about the tribe. And then he did and had a huge meltdown and cried.
Yeah. Ben he was literally like
falling over
vote.
Onto the thing they were reading the prompt from. It's so bizarre seeing someone like dramatic, even by reality TV standards.
Yeah, it's incredible. I love it so much. I love Banu. I hope he never leaves the show. He's so good. Then we go over to Yanu, where Banu returns and tells them that he drew the white rock, a lie from Banu. Can you believe that?
I can't believe, he's so against it, though.
He won't lie to Jeff Probst, but he will lie to his other tribe mates, the people he needs to establish trust with. Interesting. Q wants to help Banu take out Kenzie. This would be a big move very early.
It would be, but also, there's one problem with it.
What's that?
Well, you would need to have votes to do that. And one of the people that you would need the vote for doesn't have a vote.
Well, there is, of course, a larger problem with this tribal council that we'll get into right after we talk about these wildlife shots. We've got birds, we've got flies, we've got an egret, we've got crabs, we've got the fish that look like Dory from Dory. Finding Dory? Dory? It's like, what is the name of that movie?
Inshallah, they find her.
Then we've got the Fiji goshawk, or maybe it's goshawk, but probably not. It's probably goshawk, or goosehawk maybe even, G-O-S-H-A-W-K. It's fun to pronounce goshawk. Goshawk?
Goshawk. It sounds like Goofy talking about a hawk.
Yeah. Or like if Goofy was a detective and he had a partner named Hawk. You're like, oh, goshawk.
It's actually a goshawk.
Yeah, goshawk. They have a grayish bird. They are a grayish bird of prey with orange eyes. Where can they be found? If you say Disney World, I'm going to punch
probably
you in the mouth.
Like, well, okay, I won't say that then.
Okay.
Probably be found in probably Fiji, I think.
Yeah, good job. Well, way to protect your teeth. How big are they?
So big. I'm going to say they're like foot to a foot. Let's say 1 to 2 feet, and they have a wingspan of 5 feet.
I forgot to write down the wingspan, but they are about 30 to 40 centimeters, which comes out to about a foot. So you get the point for that one. Who's bigger, the boys or the girls?
Probably the boys.
Who's bigger, the boys or the girls?
Is it the girls?
It's the girls. Congratulations. You got that one right,
girl
too.
Girl power.
That's right. That's right. What do they eat?
I think that they probably eat rodents or other small birds.
Pigeons, insects, rodents, and reptiles. And what do they do with chickens?
Do they hunt them?
Yes. Though it sounds like fairly unsuccessfully, because they will take them from farms and then promptly get shot by the farmers.
Oh, bummer.
Yeah. Okay, where do they rank on the IUCN red list?
I'm going to say threatened.
Try less hard.
Are they near threatened?
Try even less hard.
Are they least concern?
They are of least concern. The only people concerned with these birds are the farmers that are stealing their chickens.
I was worried that maybe the farmers were shooting a lot of them, but it seems like not as many as you would think.
Doesn't sound like it happens often. Then we go back over to the Nami tribe. Venus, Liz, and Randon are hanging out when Jeff Probst and Dr. Will show up. Talk about Randon.
That's so Randon.
They believed it was a radial nerve that was being pressed up against, but it's more likely a bulging disc on his nerve. So they pull him from the game. Sucks. But
this is a bummer.
Also,
I liked Randon.
Yeah, I did too. I also totally understood where they're coming from, though. Like, you don't want to mess around with that.
Randon was a welcome presence in that he was pretty low key, which is hard to come by on recent seasons of Survivor.
Yeah, not a wackadoodle at all. Jeff then goes over to the Yanu beach, tells them that Randon was pulled from the game, and says, "Randon's pain is your joy." That's a cool thing to say to a person, right?
Yeah. About a person. Okay, Jeff.
Yeah.
The only mildly psychotic thing to say.
The interesting thing about somebody being pulled from the game is they're in pain and you're not. Thanks, Jeffrey. Cool guy, Jeff Probst. Thomas, last week you had 8 points. I had 7 points. Well done. You were winning. On the Seagull tribe, you had Marissa. Nope, that's not her name. Maria. I had Jem. Both of them survived. On the Giannis Antetokounmpo tribe, I had Banu, who barely survived this week. And you had Jess, who didn't even appear this week. So only I got a point for
that.
Was
she busy
one.
Or something? Was there a scheduling conflict?
Yeah, I think she had like a call or something. That. Yeah, I don't know why she didn't appear. She's busy somehow. And the Nami, you had Hunter. I had Venus Vafa. Obviously, they both survived because nobody's ever getting voted out of Nami. The Nami six are going to be the final six, and they'll say, "Jeff, we'd like to split the winnings, please." You said,
I think that's indisputable.
You said the Seagull tribe would win a reward. I said Nami would win. Both of them did. I said the same thing for immunity. Both of them did. And who did you say would get voted out?
I honestly don't remember.
I don't have it written down. I feel like we both said Banu, though, right?
I think we did, and we probably both would have been right under slightly different circumstances.
Yeah, if this episode didn't have the most Randon episode ending. Okay, glad we can finally get those Randon jokes in. You know, I was worried about
it. Yeah, sad to be getting those in on the way out, but, you know, What are you going to do?
Who's winning reward? Which tribe? And could it be a tribe swap, even?
It definitely could be. I didn't watch any of the next time on Survivor, but it certainly wouldn't surprise me. I'm going to say that Nami is going to continue to win.
I will also say Nami will continue to win. Haven't steered me wrong thus far. What will the reward be?
Well, they did tarp. So I'm going to say
tarp. Remember from memes?
Good one. Good one, bro.
Memes from 2008?
Yeah, I remember.
Pepperidge Farm remembers.
That's of course. Meme. I'm going to say...
Oh, come on.
I'm going to say chicken. Chicken of
Ooh,
some sort.
Nice. I'm going to say pineapple.
Okay.
What will the winner of immunity be? Named the tribe name. Who's gonna win immunity? That's another way to say that.
I'll say that. I'll say Nami also wins. I think it's gonna be one challenge.
Okay, I'll say Sega then. Getting the points either way. And of course, who's getting voted out?
I'm going to say Banu gets voted out this time because he still doesn't have a vote.
Oh, good point. I'll say Kenzie. Sure, why not? Who cares? And then in honor of our fallen comrade, Rando, your Rando prediction is that somebody will call Charlie my baby. And mine is that Charlie will turn on one of his angels after they eat eggs together. Two very likely predictions. I think
very high probability of both happening, if we're being honest.
1 point for each of us. If somebody calls Charlie my baby, or if Charlie turns on one of his angels, 2 points if they do the second part of each, which for you is the Australian accent, and me is if they are eating eggs right before the stabbing of the back. Product placement point, you've got Red Robin, I've got Old Spice, so keep an eye out for those in coming weeks. Oh, Thomas, it's a very important day for your people, is it not?
What, for Irish people?
Yes, can you tell us the name of this week's Quopes Quiz? So nasty that it's probably somewhat of a travesty
having me. Then he told the people you can call me your majesty. Let's see how stereotypically Irish you are. And it looks like it's a picture of Barry Keoghan on the...
From the Salt Burn. I've heard of
it. No, it's Cillian Murphy, Oscar winner.
Oh, sure. I see it now. Yeah. Listen, we all want to be Irish, but these 45 checklist points will reveal who actually is.
That's a lot.
I may merely be Irish American, and the only Irish my grandfather has taught me is Pogue Mo Thoin. But hey, I still stock berries in my cupboard. What's that mean? Pogue Mo Thoin.
I don't know, man. I'm not. Okay. I don't know anything about fucking Gaelic, all right? No, a lot more about garlic than I know about Gaelic.
That's funny. This is from Anna Darcy from the BuzzFeed staff. No points listed. Interesting. Okay, let's go one by one. Check off all that apply. You drink tea. You drink tea, Thomas?
I do not. Well, actually, I'm drinking tea right now, so yes. I'm not like Irish tea, but I am drinking tea.
You literally just told me about how you made some tea.
No, I don't do that. I like to keep people on their toes.
Great. What's next?
You add cream and sugar to your tea. I do not.
I don't either. You consider berries to be a superior tea.
Yes, berries. Superior tea. I don't know what that is either.
Barry Obama? Barry Obama?
Barack Obama.
Yeah. Thomas, do you know what soda bread is?
I do know what soda bread is, and I've had it before.
Yeah, it's the bread that soda's winning on the season of Survivor 46.
Yeah, my sodar was going off at that.
Oh, that's so good.
I do not love Bono from U2, so I can't check that one.
It's a pretty fucked up take. I love Bono from U2.
You love when he puts his albums on your phone.
Yeah, it's a cool way to do it. I don't even have to go looking for music anymore. Bono will just supply it to me. Thomas, you've had a Guinness?
I have had a Guinness before.
And you like them?
Depends. If I'm in the mood, I like the Nitro Guinnesses.
As a proper Irish American, I love Guinness. And anybody who wants to give me a Guinness is more than welcome to. Do you own at least one green sweater?
I don't, actually.
I do.
You found a four-leaf clover before. I don't think I have. If I have, I didn't remember it.
I did in childhood. You know the words to Wild Rover?
I do not.
I don't even know what that is. I don't think I've ever even heard of that. Have you heard of that before?
I have not heard of that before.
What's next?
You have more than one middle name. Incorrect.
As we all know, Thomas's middle name is middle name. I also only have one middle name. You've gone fishing before?
I have gone fishing before.
I have also gone fishing before.
You like to walk through the countryside. Yeah, sure.
I mean, yeah, who doesn't? That doesn't seem like a particularly Irish thing.
No, I don't think so either. You went to Catholic school? I did, actually, for a brief moment.
Hmm. I did not. You have red hair?
I do not.
Do.
But no, you don't.
People call me ginger all the time. Do I not have ginger hair?
No, you have blonde hair. Get the fuck out of here.
Okay. Well, Thomas, would know. What's next?
You use the word crake. Yeah, when I'm talking about, when I'm like The Rock and I'm telling people to go back and smoke more crake.
Yeah. It's like cinema, really. You know, The Rock is like on cinema. Bloodline now.
I agree.
I think it's pronounced crack, and I actually don't use it, because I'm a good man. there is at least one potato currently in your pantry.
Incorrect, because it's in my refrigerator.
Damn. Not a true Irish boy. I actually just ate the last potato in my home the other day. Gonna need to get some more of those. Sorry, Ireland. Ooh, what's next?
You've listened to the Pogues, and I have.
I have also listened to the Pogues. I think they have one song that I really like.
Is it Fairy Tale of New York or whatever?
Yeah, that's the one.
That's a good one. There, one of the Body of an American is a song by them that's used prominently in The Wire, and I also like that song.
Hmm. Okay. You have Irish lineage?
I do.
I don't, to my knowledge.
You own something made of tweed. Yes, I do.
I don't think I do. You know your family crest?
I mean, I have a vague memory of what it looks like because my mom had a sweatshirt that had the Boyle crest on it, but I couldn't tell you what it looks like from memory. So I'll say no.
Hmm. I'm sure I have seen my family crest at some point. Couldn't tell you what it looks like either. What is this next one?
You have a Cladach ring.
What's that?
I don't know.
Is that one of those, like, Irish four-leaf clover rings that, like, the cool guys had in high school?
I don't think so.
The boys who did all the violent movies.
No, if you look it up, it's just like a ring that's got like a heart and like a little crown on it. I don't know what that is. No, I do not have that.
Okay. Do you wear a lot of rings, Thomas?
I don't wear any rings. I don't care for them.
I also am not wearing any rings currently, but
same reason I don't wear a watch. I don't like having stuff on my wrist.
Mm-hmm. What about this? You at least one person in your family is named Patrick.
At least one person in your family. Okay, I thought initially maybe it was going to be you know someone, and I was going to go, well, I'm not allowed to answer that, but yeah. Not in this podcast. But no one in my family is named Patrick.
I have an uncle named Patrick. His name is Uncle Pat. You're going to have to read this next one. Oh, you're going to have to read these next
two. You know
what
Aaron Gobra means? I do not.
I think they're referencing that movie, Aaron Gobrakovich.
Yeah, Aaron Gobrakovich, yeah.
Aaron Gobrakovich to the polls.
The next one is you say slaint or however the fuck you pronounce that. Clearly I don't because it's the first time I've ever seen that.
Don't know what that means. You don't dance with your arms.
Wrong. Incorrect.
You do dance with your arms?
Yes, I do.
Almost exclusively?
Not almost exclusively.
All right, Thomas, well, do you celebrate St. Patrick's Day?
Not this year, I didn't.
Oh, I forgot to mention, my uncle, Pat, is actually very famous for banishing all the snakes from Ireland. That's why he came over to America.
Oh, typical Nepo, baby. Mm-hmm. Toasting off your famous uncle.
Thomas, do your grandparents have an Irish blessing framed?
I don't think my grandpa does. I think that my now deceased grandma might have, but I don't know for sure. So I'll say no.
Fair enough. I don't think my grandparents ever did either. And I don't know why they would. I don't think they're Irish.
You love Colcannon, mashed potatoes with cabbage. I do like mashed potatoes. The cabbage, I can do without.
I would have to try it. I don't think I've ever had that. But it sounds tasty. I was just telling you, we went to an Irish pub yesterday by accident. So I guess I do celebrate St. Patrick's Day.
Did they have a picture of Jerry Adams in there?
I don't know who that is.
Former Sinn Féin president?
I don't think so. They had a lot of sportsmen on the walls. Not even on the walls, on the TVs. It was rugby. They were playing rugby on the TVs. Thomas, do you have a superior wit?
I think everyone knows the answer to this.
Yeah.
Maybe you've heard one of the many superior bits that I do on here. So yeah, I think I'm pretty sharp. You know, I'm not really more of a humorist than a comedian, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because of how witty I am. Kind of the Dennis mm-hmm. Miller of this whole thing. Such a sharp
kind of
wit.
Irish Dennis Miller.
Dennis Miller, yeah, Irish Dennis Miller. What a horrible thought.
What a character that would be. What's next?
You appreciate a nice whiskey. Yes, I do.
Yeah, of course, who doesn't? You can tell the difference between regional Irish accents. My guy, I can't even tell the difference between Irish and Scottish.
I know what, like, different Irish accents. I know there are different kinds, and, like, I recognize that, but I couldn't tell you what region they belong to.
What are the accents?
I'm not going to get into that.
Okay. Can you tell the people if you played soccer/football or rugby growing up?
I did play soccer growing up.
I did play soccer growing up as well. Are you known to be a storyteller?
I would say no.
I would say yeah, but I'm
you
wrote
Survivor
not good
Wild
at telling
West,
these.
So I think
did write
that
Survivor
tells
Wild
you everything
West.
You need to know. And you do like to write D&D campaigns, so yeah, you're a storyteller.
That's right. Oh yeah, I forgot that I run a D&D campaign.
Yeah,
too.
You're a DM. I think that you, by nature, you must be a storyteller at that point.
I've been running the same story line since 2018 with the same group of people. Yeah, I guess so. Thomas, do you have freckles?
I do.
I don't think I have enough freckles to constitute having freckles. I have like a few splotches on, like a few dots on my arms, but I don't think they're freckles. I think they're just small moles.
I got freckles on my arms.
You got freckles all over the place. Do you sunburn easily?
Boy, do I.
I don't particularly.
I wish I didn't check this one.
Yeah. And, ooh, here's a big one. Have you been to Ireland?
I haven't. My parents have, but I have not. I'd like to.
Either. I would love to go to Ireland. It sounds great. Ugh, you with the Irish blood are going to do this next one.
You know how to pronounce the name Siobhan. Yes, I do.
Oh, from that show we all just watched. Succession.
Yes, Shiv Roy.
Yeah, I know how to pronounce Shiv Roy. You like Butlers more than Cadbury.
I've had Cadbury and I have not had Butlers, so I cannot answer this question.
I mean, all of my Sims families have Butlers, but I don't think that's what they're talking about.
You have Kerrygold in your fridge. I think we do. We definitely have before, so I'm checking this.
We do actually have some Kerrygold in our fridge. Some
Kerrygold's good. It's good butter.
Or butter, whatever. I think we got cheese, though. Do they sell cheese?
They probably do. I mean, it's like dairy products, so.
Okay. Do you know how to drive a roundabout? Yeah,
I do.
I'm a fucking stupid idiot.
Yeah, they have them here.
What's this next one?
You're part of the Aer Lingus Air Club. I don't know what that is. I'm not.
Don't know what that is either. I assume it's some sort of
I don't know what that is. I'm not.
Company, club. You know, credit cards are always like, if you buy our credit card, we'll let you stay in our lounge at the airport. I don't give a shit. I'm going to sit in my seat and wait for the airplane. I can get a bar at the bar. I can get a beer at the bar. I can even get a bar at the bar if I'm, you know, forceful enough. Have you watched Father Ted?
I'm familiar with it, but I have not actually watched it. I feel like I've seen memes from it or like clips, so I'm going to count that.
Yeah, I have not even heard of it before this quiz. It's about a priest, I take it?
Yeah, it's like a, I think the idea is it's like a Irish village and he's like the main character, but there's a bunch of people in it. It seems funny. The creator of it is unfortunately more famous for going off the deep end as like a huge transphobe now, because it was that was Graham Linehan's first like big show. But from what I'm told, it's pretty funny.
Cool. I love that. I love when transphobes are funny.
It's cool.
Why do they?
Well, this is before he went off the deep end. I don't know how big. Yeah. I don't know if he was as committed to it at the time.
Okay. Well, I was going to say, why do you think they call her J.K. Rowling? Because we're rolling on the floor with all of her J.K.'s.
That's right. Yeah. J.K. Ruffle now.
Yeah, there we go. J.K. Rufflecopter. Do you call people fella?
No, I am not Seamus, so I do not do that.
I call a person fella, and it is Seamus from the Wrestling World Entertainment. Your surname starts with O or Mick?
No, there are some O'Boyles out there, and I don't think there were ever any O'Powells, so no.
There was, however, a nickname in high school that we called you, one Tom McPowell.
Yeah, that's not what my actual surname starts with, though, so.
Interesting. And finally, the most Irish of all of these, do you love the sound of a fiddle?
I would say no, generally. Although, I don't know, I do remember at Jake's Music Festival back in the day, people were most excited about the, like, Irish band that used to play there, so. Yeah,
they were cool.
They were cool. I'm going to say yes, at one time. I did.
Yeah, fair enough. And now we click the I'm done button like any other quiz.
I'm done. You checked more than 68% of quiz takers. You're probably not very Irish. Or maybe your great-great-great-great-grandfather was from Donegal. I get it. We all wish we were 100%, but it's really hard to find Kerrygold in certain grocery stores.
Okay, well, we got the same thing. But you, like we know from Survivor 23 and me, that's a funny joke, you are Irish. And your Irish temper? Talk about all about that.
I'm just like Joe Biden. I have my Irish temper.
Vroom, vroom.
I do like that there's a gift from In Bruges featured for this one. So yeah. I feel like this is the one we were meant to get.
Yeah. I wonder what it would be like if you clicked all of them. What movie you would get then?
I think it'll probably
close out the tab, but
I would think it would probably be like Banshees of Inisherin.
Great movie.
Banshees of Ed Sheeran.
Ooh, there's another movie we could watch. It took me about until the opening credits of that movie to realize that it was called Inisherin and not Irish Shin.
Banshees of Ireland.
The Banshees of Irishin. Like that's not a thing.
Banshees of the Irishman. It's a joint movie by Martin McDonagh and Martin Scorsese, the two Martins. They would never allow that to happen because they want to pit the Irish and the Italians against each other because they know we'd be too strong if we were to unite.
Yeah, you can't be having that. Yes. Thomas, if people want to hear more of your takes on Ireland and the other countries in Europe, where could they do that?
Probably at tom.bsky.social, the thing that I never post on. Go there. You can read the things I don't post.
That would be great. If you wanted to leave a review on Apple Podcasts, you could do that. And it would be very specifically.
This is my favorite podcast. I like it better than all the other podcasts. I give it a big thumbs up.
And how many stars for that one?
5 stars only, please.
All right. Great. And what about YouTube comments? Did anybody have a YouTube comment that they could write?
Ha ha ha. Very funny smiley face.
Okay. And it seems like our polls are being shadow banned because we did not get many votes on this last one. And it's still doing that thing where it doesn't reveal the options when you click on until you click on the post. Anyway, would you rather be Taylor Swift, Angel Reese, or Frasier? Who do you think won?
Probably Frasier.
Frasier got 67% of the vote, Angel Reese got 33% of the vote, and Taylor Swift got 0% of the vote.
Man, interesting. I guess we know what the American public really thinks. The silent majority. They love Frasier.
Okay, Mr. Frasier, Mr. Irish Frasier. What about that? An Irish Frasier?
Too powerful.
Frasier Irish?
Impossible to consider.
It's very funny that the most Irish person from Cheers left Boston for Seattle when it came to be his own show. Interesting, isn't it? Anyway, do you have a poll in mind for this week?
Yeah, Kate Middleton, do you think that she is dead, hiding, or on the island from Survivor?
Ooh, what about that? Survivor 47, Kate Middleton is here. And that's the phrase, that's the theme.
And she's not there to win $1 million because she already has a lot of money.
She's there to win a million hearts because the royal family has not been winning hearts much recently, ever since Princess Elizabeth II passed away last year, you know, trying to get those people back on their side. Anyway, we have a few shows on Patreon. You can find them at patreon.com/justpodcasts. Did you want to shout anything out?
I already shouted out Just Joey, so I'm going to shout it out again. Just Joey.
That's right. Speaking of friends. Okay, well, in the meantime, have a great summer.
Deuces.
I take it you didn't keep the Ringo
one. No, I didn't. I deleted all the Ringo audio. I'm sorry.
Damn. Damn. What Beatle are you? New quotes quiz.
I'd like to think that I'll say I'm George.
George Harrison. Yeah, that's what all the cool guys say. Oh, hell yeah. Which Beatles are you?
Which Beatles are you?
I like to think I'm Mr. Wings himself, Paul McCartney.
You are doing a lot of the, like, the thing with Paul is he was doing a lot of the heavy lifting, and you do all of the heavy lifting for the production end of this, so I think that's a fair comparison.
That's not true. You fixed your own mic.
I did, yeah, with you talking me through it, and I fixed it after... I think this is the most work I've gotten into, like, actually being like, what should my audio be like? And we're, you know, almost 500 episodes into this, but...
Nearly a decade in, yeah. Oh, here's a good question, though. What type of friend are you? The peacemaker, the advice giver, the positive one, the shoulder to cry on? Are these not all basically the same thing?
I'd say peacemaker, but I don't know. I mean, yeah, I don't think you have to be one or the other.
I would agree. You're the John Cena of our friend group.
I am, yeah. Do you really want it? Do you really want to taste it?
Can't wait for that show to come back. Just you singing that little part of the song, I'm so excited.
The opening credits are... Look, the show is good, but the opening credits are the best part of the show, honestly.
Easily. It's one of the few shows we don't skip through the... opening for, because it's always a good time. Did you see John Cena get naked at the Oscars?
I did. It was very funny. It was a shame when I found out that it was part of a humiliation ritual, but, you know, what are you going to do?
What's that mean? What do you mean? Is Vince McMahon doing the Oscars now?
No, we're not getting into this. This is like a weird, like, Hollywood conspiracy thing.
God, enough with the conspiracies. Now Kate Middleton's not even around. Maybe she's in the gritty costume. Anybody ever think of that?
I mean, it's entirely possible. Maybe this is what she really wants to do with her life.
Smarten up, Probst.